You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic
and Jasmine.
Yeah, back again with another episode. This is episode 157.
How do you know that?
Because I edited last week. Also, 157, I could just say 157. Wow, 157. What?
Well, how many episodes we've done?
Why can't I speak? No, do you know what? I'm also delusional a little bit.
Why?
I've not slept much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm not going to say sorry, bro.
Yeah, but it's horrible when you have that feeling.
Yeah, it's
fine. 157. Hold on. When's our third anniversary?
October the 4th.
Wow.
Is it?
That's like something like
what? October something. Very early on. Or 5th. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is early October because I remember some stuff happening in October. I don't remember. I'll be honest, I don't remember.
It's fine. How's your week been?
Oh, this week has been mad. Like, insane. Mm. Like, you know when it's like, I'm like, I surrender. That's how I feel. Mm. That's how I felt yesterday. I'm just exhausted. Like, exhausted to the point where, like, I'm falling asleep mid-sentence, exhausted.
Oh, wow. Was you working yesterday?
I was working. But if I'm honest, I wasn't working. I was supposed to be working.
Mm.
But I was literally, like, in back-to-back calls for, like, 3 hours, four hours straight. Yeah.
That's tense.
Yeah, I've just had a bit of a... Like, this week has just been a bit mad. I'm not even going to lie. I'm going through some shit, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, girl. But I'm sorry.
It's okay. We move.
Can we talk about Met Gala? And can we talk about Megan Thee Stallion?
What did she do?
I love her dearly. Her toes.
No, what was wrong with her toes?
Again, I love her dearly. And I don't want to come
don't
across
tell me that.
But do you know why I know it's bad?
11-11 again.
Oh, God will bless us. God take care
Amen.
Of us. Do you know why not? It's bad.
Right.
Firstly, when I saw it, I said, no, this cannot be. It cannot be.
No, now you're going to make me Google Megan.
Basically, do you know what it looks like? You know, like those lads that play football?
No.
You look at their toes and they're brown.
Can I see it? Where is it?
Just about Meg Thee Stallion.
What, in Twitter?
Yeah. Or just Google it.
Okay.
And do you know why not? It's bad. Because she cropped her feet. When she put it on Instagram.
Did she? Oh, bless her.
But apparently, that's what she likes. Like, apparently, when she does her looks, her red carpet looks, her toes are like that. I'm like, sis, just dash some pink on
Someone's
there.
Someone's actually searched her feet.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Hold on, let me see. Oh, sorry, guys. Oh, no. Megan.
I know.
Why didn't she has money.
Do you know what? That's it. You have money. Don't you always think that when rich people don't do stuff correctly, you're like, what's your excuse?
All the time. The thing is, I like she does her own makeup. I'm like, cool.
She can do it nice.
Yeah, she can do it.
And she's
amazing.
I really love the fact that she does cut creases. What's different? You know, all the girls are doing, you know. What are the girls doing nowadays? Soft glam.
Yeah, they're doing soft glam.
She's doing cut crease. I love that for her.
Mm. So she does makeup amazingly. Cool, you want to do your own makeup. Fair.
Mm.
But when it comes to like, come on, if the toes are bare, you have to do something with the toes.
Mm. It's just they'll give them football. She's even lucky she ain't got no black toe. Like, you know when those football guys, they have...
from the studs.
I need to stop because this is why guys don't wear slippers.
Some guys don't give a damn.
And good for them.
There's this guy on... the thing is, I don't even want to talk about him because I don't remember his name. But he always has his toes in his TikToks and like his toes are clapped.
Why are the toes in... do you know TikTok like, is for your face? No, how can your toes enter the TikTok?
He'll have a thing. I hope you guys know who I'm talking about, by the way.
Fucking but it's like, hell.
He's like, he's from the UK.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm not sure if he's the same one that put the Crocs in sports mode. I'm not sure.
Why is his toes... sure.
But literally, yeah, there's a video, there's a TikTok
yeah.
where it begins with his toes on the dashboard.
Fucking hell.
And then
that's aggressive.
You hear his friend saying, get your toes off my dashboard.
He's driving his car. Oh my God, his friend's dash. Oh my God. Lord, have mercy.
But it's like, it's funny because you know that he wants you to roast his toes, but the video is not acknowledging like the toes.
It's
you
not
know
about
what
the
mean?
Toes.
It's not about the toes, but mm-mm. his toes are in it on purpose. So it's, yeah, it's.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Maybe starting a revolution for Mandem yeah, to good, free up their toes.
Good for him. But the thing is, what I don't like is that men, will they roast another man's toes like that? But they'll see Meg's toes and they'll have bare to say.
Oh, I didn't know anyone. I honestly didn't know anyone.
No,
had
no,
a
no.
Thing
I'm,
say
I'm not
Meg's
saying
toes.
That people.
That was just me.
Yeah, I'm not saying that people were saying that about Meg's toes, but I'm saying that a lot of men are I like, think they oh, if a girl doesn't have her toes done, or, like, I've even heard of someone really? That said that she went to a club but she didn't paint her toenails. Obviously, each to their own.
You
cool.
Got a sister.
But a guy actually said to her, you couldn't even get your nails done. Like.
Sorry. I don't even know what to say.
What do you say?
Maybe give me the money so I can get it done. What? Oh my God. No, I think I would.
Like, bearing in mind, this is someone that is trying to chat her up. So it's like, he's obviously trying to talk to her and he's looked down and seen that her toes are not done and he's been like, well, go on.
I can't lie. It sends a message. You went to the club, toes out. You could have bought courts. You said, no, I'm going to free them. Toes
all
out.
Right, what about clear nail varnish? Is that right?
No, it's fine. But it's okay. Like, have it in order. Like, my toes, if I don't go to get it done, like, for example, when we went to Bloggersphere Awards, the toes I could have taken out, there was cracks. I should now go somewhere like that and I'll wear...
How can you say the toes you were going to take they out as if they're separate from your body?
Jazz, they were cracked in between. All because I'm indoors. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So I should now take these toes. As if my mom didn't bore me well.
Can you stop saying that?
No, I'm so sorry. Maybe that guy had a point. Because now he's going to look at the toes and say...
I'm not saying he did or didn't.
No,
I'm just saying...
This is what he's thinking.
I personally wouldn't go to the club.
I would never.
With my toes.
At least paint them dash one colour. Or even if you want to do new, just dash one. Make it look nice.
Something, innit? Because just something. Even if it goes over the toes a little bit. You have to do something.
Because the guy's probably thinking, this is how she's going to take this toes to the wedding.
No.
Yeah.
Can you stop?
Because he might be like, that's her logo. You can't change people. Also, Married at First Sight. Why do women, we need to stop doing this. I can change him. Because men don't do that to us. I've said this before.
Yeah, they don't
see us on the road with a mashed up wig. And for example, Mr. Guy with the toes. He didn't see her and think, I could lever her up.
And pay for her toes to
he
get
didn't
done.
Think that.
No.
But us girls, we'll see a guy, we'll say, oh, he's wearing unbranded shoes. He's, you know, his hair's not nice. Or, you know, the clothes. But if I take him in, again, stop being Michael Jackson. Stop healing the world. Let them be. But anyways, on Married at First Sight, this woman, she honestly, Jasmine, she was like, I know you.
What are you on? I've caught up a bit. I'm on episode...
Oh, I've got to take my retainers. Go on.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm on episode 8, I think. It's
okay,
the one.
Okay, you're good. Good place.
Hold on, what's just happened in the episode I watched? It's the episode where they decided whether they're going to stay or leave.
Yeah.
And Jordan revealed that he had kissed Megan. So I've just finished that episode.
Oh, remind me, I got a lactose tolerant pill for you to try.
Oh, right, thank remind me, you. Oh, what can I get to try it out?
Not for you. Look at this fool. Brent. I'll give you one, Brent.
No, but why is he? How did he? Why is he acting like you don't? Why are you acting like you don't have lactose pills?
I do, but if she's recommending one, maybe it's better.
No, I've not. To be fair. I didn't have any dairy yesterday. So when I had
look
it,
at how gassed you are.
No, but it was sorry guys, you guys weren't in the studio, she didn't see, but Brent really thought I was talking to him. He rolled his chair.
The sign needs to wear his headphones.
Yeah.
Always in our business. Always in a black woman's business.
I'm dead. Yeah. Dead. You got him there.
Sorry.
Is the one you use from Boots?
Didn't you say it was called Lacto Joy or something? Oh, yeah. No, let's stop talking to him now. No. Oh,
okay, you really use it? Yeah, from...
What was it called? Okay. Lacto Joy.
Oh, that's expensive.
Yeah, that one's like £18.
I think that's the expensive one I saw on Amazon. That's it. Okay, I confirm. Okay, but let me test it out properly. I'll still give you one, but I'm still going to test it out. I'll report back to you lot as well. Because I know some of you lot have lactose intolerance. I think I got other stuff.
That's also what I dealt with this week.
Really? Also, I need to apologize to you.
To me?
On a few episodes, not a few, maybe a year ago, we spoke about an intolerance test. And I think you said you took one. And I said, why would you want to know the truth? I need to apologize because I've taken one.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I've not got the results back yet.
Okay. Did you go on voucher?
Oh, I'm a dickhead.
What did you do?
Oh, God.
What did you do? Not you.
Yes.
Not you.
Every time someone says not you, I always think of that Drake song. Do you know what I'm about?
Washing my back when I'm always in the...
Wait, what? When I'm always in the stew? I think you meant studio. Not you. The Chris Brown... No, no, no. I don't know what song that is.
I think you've played it to me before. Yeah.
Anyways. I went on to this place called York.
How much did they charge? This let's get down to the real tea. How much did they charge?
£140.
Fuck off.
And it was on discount.
Fuck.
It was meant to be £200. Do you know why I did it? Because remember I told you I was dealing with really bad bloating.
Vic, why don't you do it for like £20?
It's too damn late.
Why didn't you ask me?
Didn't know. Do you know why? Because Jazz is
because you were embarrassed?
Embarrassed of who?
No, because you said that. A year ago, you said, why would someone want to take an intolerance test?
I apologize to you on podcast. I would apologize to you. What's the difference?
It's true. But why?
Because, do you know why? Look, this is why, guys.
Yeah,
Jazz is rich, yeah. I don't think you guys know. That's why I did. Jazz is rich, yeah.
Vic is spreading lies.
He's how used to claim and say amen.
Amen? Obviously, amen. But you think...
No,
you,
Jazz is rich.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Guys, I struggle. You know... You know, I have 12 days left until I get paid and I'm gagging for it. I'm dying for it. I am.
Then why don't you do your refunds?
I ain't got no refunds.
No, but we
because I love the stuff that I buy.
No, but we spoke. No. Obviously, no.
Yeah.
I mean, when I said to you, Jazz, I've done refunds. I just got like, I'm going to get
£200. Too late. Like, you know, the dress I wore on my birthday. Oh, you wasn't there. But the green dress that I wore for my birthday, mm-hmm. when I got it, I was like, maybe I should have sized down. But I still said, fuck it, I'm keeping it. And I wore it, so it's too late.
That's a rich person's mentality. Anyways, Jazz is rich here. So I thought, oh, Jazz probably did York one. And also, how did the voucher one go? Did you ever send blood?
No.
What did you ever send?
Hair.
Yeah, I said no.
Really, why?
No, I didn't. Because what hair you are you? What are you checking in my hair?
Did you think it was witchcraft?
I need you to check my... No, not even that. No. Not even. I know I'm Nigerian, but allow it.
Yeah.
I need you to check my blood.
Mm.
What the fuck is... What's my hair?
I think I need to do a blood one as well.
I think... So I was researching online and a lot that came up was like hair. And I said, no, I need you to check the blood.
Do you know what I will say? The Welch one was good. Like, a lot of the stuff, like, if you know how to read it, it's good. But they give you, like, the science-y version. And it's like, I don't need to hear all of this. I just need to know, what should I not eat?
Yeah.
Like, they're telling me, oh, you're very sensitive to this and this. Does that mean I can still eat it? Or can I just eat a little bit? Like, what are you telling
but
me?
But with this one, so what I'll do is I get a full form of all the things that I have an intolerance to. So it starts with red.
Mm.
Amber green, if I remember correctly. Yeah. And then I get a call with a nutritionist.
Okay. See, I didn't get the nutritionist call.
Yeah.
So what's on your red list?
Oh, I've not got the results yet.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm still
sorry,
waiting. So I'll let you guys know. But I think it might be I think it might be
wheat.
Wheat.
Mm.
I think it might be weed. Because honestly, when I tell you the bloatedness is... Do I have a picture? I don't think I have a picture. Let me see if I can find it. The bloating is ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. And it, because it's ridiculous, it confuses me with my weight.
Because
I'm like... this is my thinking. I even get annoyed because I'm like, how can my belly look like this when I'm not even eating what I could be enjoying? Like,
yeah.
Like, for maybe a month, I was eating like relatively healthy. So when I saw my belly, I said,
the maths is not maths.
It's not making any sense. Okay, let me see if I can find the picture. I have taken a picture. This is when I was actually upset. Oh God, this is so embarrassing to share.
Why is it? That's not embarrassing.
Jazz, I don't think... Look how bloat... No.
But Vic, I don't think you understand.
Jazz, look how... No, Jazz, look...
Vic, when I show... Listen, when I show you my bloating, you're going to even say, you know what? Cool.
I don't think...
You're going to accept it.
I don't think the picture even does it well.
My bloating makes me look as though I'm 6 months pregnant.
Then you need to go and see the doctor.
I know I do, but I've been avoiding it. Okay. Do you know what, yeah?
No, Jasmine, do you know what? What I'm going to say before, I'm sorry to pause you.
Yeah, no, go.
We can't live like this anymore.
No.
Why are we looking pregnant when we're not?
But why can't we enjoy stuff? This is what I need to know. Like, I want to enjoy. How?
In fact, let me show you.
How can I give up Vapiano's?
Do you know what I'm thinking, Jazz? Do you know what I'm thinking? I think...
How can I give up Cream's Cafe? How can I give up, I don't know, lasagna? But that's exactly what... My belly even looks worse.
This was at work. It's the way my trousers are down. It's even a skirt. Sorry, guys. Basically, I went to the toilet at work. This was a very old picture. This is when I first started getting bloating. And I went to the toilet to take a picture, put my skirt down. I don't know why this picture is so funny. But that time I knew there were certain foods
that would trigger it.
So it was like couscous.
Oh, really?
When I told you couscous, it's as if somebody was punching my stomach for it to come out. As in, couscous said, I don't want to come out of your bum. I want to come out of your belly button. They were pushing me, punching, boss balls. Then I was like, okay, cool. I have quinoa.
Yeah.
Kima was doing the same. I was like, what the fuck? Because I think it was... No, it was... Do you know what it is for me, though? It was when I don't have it for a while.
Oh, okay, and you have
then
it...
Then when I reintroduce it, then it gets crazy. Because it started off with bread. And I was like, I forgot McDonald's
the bread. Yeah. But that's... They say that that's kind of like how it goes with like milk as well. Like, obviously, a lot of us were drinking cow's milk when we were younger. Mm. And we were not lactose intolerant like that. Do you get what I mean? But I think the older we got and the less we were having cereal in the morning and stuff, it's like when we get back into it again, it's like our body's like, oh, slow down, buddy.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that that's how our intolerance builds up because it's like our body is getting used to not having it. And then all of a sudden, but what they don't tell us, like I knew anyway that, you know, like rice and pasta, that could give you bloating. But I mean, does everyone get bloating? I don't know if it's
that's the thing. I don't know anymore.
I don't know. But people are not telling us that couscous can as well. They're even saying have quinoa as a replacement to rice.
When I told you, there was a week here where I was so bloated that it literally made me so tired. I couldn't even function properly.
Really?
So for a whole week, I just ate like clean, like really clean. Like
what are your clean, like your go-to clean meals?
I didn't really, like I liked it, but I was just like, this cannot be a lifestyle. Yeah. This can't be how I'm living. And that's what forced me to get the York test because I was like, I can't live this way. So I was having cauliflower rice.
Okay.
With cauliflower rice with egg fried rice. But without the rice, if that made sense. But that was actually
nice. Like cauliflower egg fried rice.
Yeah. Okay. So I'd actually have that. That was actually nice. And it means you can put more protein and stuff inside.
Okay, yeah.
And then I had courgette instead of spaghetti.
Okay, yeah.
That was all right. That was nice, actually. That was nice. But the only thing is I just had... So I had it with like bolognese sort of stuff.
Mm.
But it just meant I just had more mince.
Yeah.
And then what else did I have? Funny enough, I'm all right with sweet potato.
I love sweet potato. Mm.
But then with Nigerian food, like I had eba, again, bloated. But the bloating is like, with Nigerian food, I expect it's like, it's just heaviness. But I was like, I don't like this feeling.
This feeling, yeah. Did you notice a difference when you were eating?
Jasmine, 100%. Mm. Then when I introduced pasta the next day and mushrooms, oh my God, the heaviness started again. Oh, I don't think it even affected my thought process.
Really?
But I was like, I can't afford to eat.
I get what you
this
mean.
This is not sustainable.
But it's wild because I think we take for granted like how important our gut is for like our overall health. Mm. Do you get what I mean? Like a lot of people wouldn't think there's a connection between what we eat and our brain. Mm. But it really does.
Yeah, yeah.
It really does make a difference. So yeah, I wouldn't underestimate it at
all. My therapist was saying that bloatiness and like just that whole thing can make you really tired.
Yeah.
And then I was like, do I have IBS? Like, what the fuck? Honestly, I don't think the pictures are capturing how bloated I was then, Jazz. Like, I thought I was losing my mind.
Oh,
I kept rubbing, and the annoying thing was my dresses for the live show kept coming.
Yeah.
Like, they kept coming in the post, and I tried them on, and I was like, well, it looks like I'm going to the live show 3 months pregnant.
I'm dead.
Because what's this?
Yeah.
So,
oh, that reminds me. I gotta go hard in the gym. What's that song again? R.I.P.
Oh.
Hey, I'm going
in tonight.
Oh, I'm going in tonight. Yeah.
I'm in the gym
tonight.
No, you don't. And your dress looks nice. Guys, you jazz as well.
Thank you. Yeah. It was kind of like I put all my eggs in one basket, but I was like, this has to work by fire, by force. So we'll see. Amen.
Yeah, I've got
the live show will be amazing. We'll be looking amazing. You guys will all have a good time in Jesus' name.
I've got my MUA booked. Just need to stop sort my hair.
Oh, did you get that girl?
No, I got someone else.
Okay.
Brandt MUA.
Oh yeah. That was the one.
Her makeup looks really nice, and she does color because that's what I think. I want color.
Mm.
I want blush. I always love blush.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Exciting. Oh my gosh. The show is coming up soon. It's literally a month. 30 days of 29 days. Oh gosh.
Oh my God, I saw the saddest thing the other day.
Mm.
Well, I say saddest thing. I was walking to get the train and I saw a rat die.
Huh? On the train tracks?
No. As in, so I was walking, I was on the pavement.
Old age?
I don't know. Maybe he was old, you know. There was a drain, and he just walked straight into it.
No.
Firstly, they're tiny. Rats are tiny.
You must have saw a mouse. Because rats are...
So he was outside, didn't mean to be outside. My God. And the way he fell in, I knew that he didn't. He knew that he thought he was walking on road. Because where he went, he was like, oh. And then I was like, oh, it's above me now. Like, I can't help you. It was, and the thing is, I didn't even want to go and check.
I said the mouse said, oh.
I didn't even want to go and check. Because I said, if there's no water there, I don't know. I just don't.
Oh, I feel very sad. Because, mice, rats, they're resilient, but equally, if that's not his homes, how is he gonna get out?
Where is the homes? Where are all your homes? Instead of living in people's houses, go and find somewhere. Also, apparently there's like a spider outbreak.
Yeah, basically September is known as like spider month because that's when the spiders are like, oh, it's getting chilly outside.
Ew.
I need to go somewhere warm. And they basically try to come inside and mate and all of that.
Mate in people's house. Then when they hoovered up, anyways, do you know what?
So someone tweeted asking about which spider spray I was talking about episodes ago, the one that I used in my car. It is called Carlston Spider Killer Spray, and I did get it off Amazon. Carlston, spelled Karlsten. Save yourselves, guys.
I did send you that good tip that Steph has.
About spraying the windows.
Yeah.
Have you
done that?
you know what? The spider spray is in my car. Okay. So what I'm going to do is today I'm going to spray my car because Kaya said there was a spider in there yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Which again, it's above me. So, yeah, she told me it's in the car somewhere. I told her to kill it. Tell me why she wanted to listen to OT Bop first. When she finished the OT Bop,
she was prepared.
She said, I can't see where the spider... So I just said, you know what?
Because that spider was also dancing to OT Bop. OT Bop. Dead.
The spider, in fact, said, this is my chance.
Oh,
and escaped.
My God.
So the spider is somewhere in my car. Nice. I haven't seen... But to be fair, do you know what my thing is with Kaya yet? Kaya, it's like, sometimes I worry.
She just looked out. She's in the studio. She just looked out. She's like, you talking about me?
Sometimes I worry because there's been times she's like, Mom, there's a spider. There's a spider. So I'm panicking as well because obviously I'm scared. I go, I was like, where's the spider? She's like, on the towel. I was like, that's a bit weird for a spider to be on the towel. But, you know, she said it's a spider. Why is it just our hair? Like, it's a piece of hair.
Why are you laughing? Yeah.
Oh gosh,
I'm like, the worst of spiders.
Really?
I'll even shower with one. I'm joking.
I've seen a
spider on the windowsill of our shower, and I said, well, me and you are buffing together.
No,
I'm not doing anything about it. My brothers can't come and meet it.
No, Vic. Like, I always think about like how I would feel, like, just as you're describing.
It's because you're
that,
scared of it.
Yeah. It's like it genuinely makes me want to vomit.
Let's move on the convo.
Oh gosh.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry to the rest of you lot that don't like.
Yeah, we'll get through September. September's nearly over. Yeah.
Let's do what? Dinner with Jay-Z. What would you pick?
Of course I'd pick the money.
Would you pick half a million? Or dinner with Jay-Z, the international superstar, mega mogul, multimillionaire.
Beyonce's husband.
Better known as...
Beyonce. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Better known as...
Beyonce what?
Husband.
Oh, Beyonce's husband. Yeah.
what would you pick?
100% the money. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be woke, but... These niggas are not trying to get everyone, all of these niggas, to be billionaires. They're just not.
Yeah.
These people are not trying to give you the key to success. Not just that. Even if Jay-Z said, this is what I did first, this is what I did second, then third I did this, fourth I did this. You do not have the connects that he has. You are not Beyonce's husband. So it's like... There's nothing he can tell me where I can be like, you know what? I'm going to enforce that today. I'm going to do that right now. Unless he's going to say, I'm going to hook you up with this person.
Yeah.
The chances are he's not, by the way. So it's like, what? All I want to know, and I saw lots of videos saying this, I want to know, why did Solange beat you up?
Is that what you'd ask him?
Yes.
If you took half a million to ask... What's that concerning me? No, give me my fucking money.
This is why
I don't care.
That's the only reason I would want to go to dinner with Jay-Z. Just to ask him those kind of questions. I would want to ask him intrusive questions.
But the maddest thing is, you can go there and ask him and he can say, no comment.
This is what I'm saying.
You have wasted.
Exactly. I might as well just take the money.
I saw a lot of men fumbling the hypothetical bag online. I saw one guy saying, you lot, it only takes 10 minutes with Jay-Z to unlock your potential.
I need to know, like, what do they think is going to be said?
I don't know.
Do they think he's going to cast a spell? Because he cannot.
Cast a spell.
Yeah, but what do they...
Is it because he's an Illuminati? You're right, what can he do?
Yeah, like, what is it that
I was supposed to say something really mad. No.
I'm finished. I might as well say it, go on.
Let me meet up with Jeff Bezos. We can be... I can maybe do some small favor for him. He can maybe give me a small money as a return.
This is what I mean. Unless you're going to go to the dinner and beg, Maybe he'll give you a meal instead of 500k.
You don't know what I've been through this life. I can't do it. Also,
you're gonna go to the dinner with Jay-Z with a sob story.
I don't know what I've been through. And he's like, go on and tell me your sob story. Well, Jay-Z,
it's just hard being a normal human being.
Also, what Jazz said is right. They kind of what DJ Khaled said. They don't want you to win.
Yeah.
Okay, ish, but also,
yeah.
I just thought in life, it's not that Jay-Z doesn't want you to win, but like Jazz said, he's not got a recipe.
Mm.
Jay-Z is the way he is because he's, I mean, I don't really listen to his music, sorry. I know he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
You know, he's a talented rapper and his game is, you know, it's very unique in how he comes on the mic. And because of that, the money he's made for music, he's able to monopolize. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the business steps he's made have been very smart.
Mm.
However, he could tell you to do the same thing and it might just not happen for you. It's like being a singer.
Yeah.
There's so many different types of singers. Some are very popular, some aren't. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean, and most of them are following the same rule book in life. There's nothing Jay-Z can say to you. Jay-Z, what he probably might say is, do you know what actually, what a good example is? You know when you go to those inspirational talks?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one where it's like, just an inspirational talk, women's empowerment, or maybe a talk about something in your field, like, you know, like marketing or podcasting? You might get a lot of tips.
Yeah.
But a likelihood of you getting a tip that's going to make you half a mil the next day is very low.
Yeah.
Sometimes those inspirational talks are actually a scam. Mm. Not always, but sometimes, because sometimes you leave there and you don't even take on the steps. Because what happens is a lot of people don't go with notepad and pen. They don't take notes on their phone. Maybe sometimes people don't take notes on my phone because they don't look like they're on their phone, which is something I do. But so sometimes I just record.
Mm.
But you're not taking in the key notes. You go home the next day. What happens when I go to these inspirational things? Sometimes I get really, really inspired.
Mm.
Sometimes I go and I feel inspired for like 1 week.
Yeah.
And that feeling goes.
Mm-hmm.
So what is Jay-Z?
Because life kicks your fucking ass, bro.
Because there's a difference between grafting now with a normal salary, an average salary. What if you make a bit more than the average salary? There's a difference between grafting and putting your money to build an empire. Mm. And there's a difference between being a superstar and having such big capital. Mm-hmm. And also, like you said, being in spaces where you can tap into such capital that you won't even believe. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if when Jay-Z did his businesses, he didn't fork out any money. Just his name behind it is enough.
100%.
Like, I don't know, because he might not want us to talk about you, but one of me and Jazz's friends is starting a business.
Mm.
And he's talking about how, like, he's business partner and how, like, they're able to be in certain rooms with people.
Yeah.
And how sometimes with business, people think, when I get like 5K, I can start, or 25K. But the way our friend's talking to us, he's kind of like, well, we know this person, he's a millionaire. Yeah. We know this other person, he's a millionaire. Or we know this person who just loves to give money to people just like that. So you don't even know how people like Jay-Z, do you know what I mean? Like really, 100%. Really grow. So now you're going to this. I can't believe I made this Jay-Z thing into this.
But it's true. Mm. But even like people like 50 Cent, a lot of people are like, oh, he's such a smart businessman. Yeah. Cool. Like, yes, 50 Cent has done amazing things in his career. But you have to think, he released like a solid first album.
Mm.
After that album, Reebok literally threw money at him and said, we want you to create this clothing line with us. That is not going to happen to the average Joe. Mm-hmm. I'm not. This is not even me trying to put you down or whatever, but the average Joe that's working a 9-to-5, if they sat down with 50 Cent and said, how do I get
a Reebok deal?
Yeah.
You'd be looking at you and saying, what the fuck? What the bloody fuck are you doing? Where's your album? Jay-Z will say, where is your album? Because it's almost a little bit insulting. You're coming to Jay-Z and saying, hey, Jay.
I'm actually dying.
Or some of you that are even rude. Hey, Beyonce's husband. I was just wondering how you got that Tidal little situation. Some of you are rude, mm-hmm. and you even said a little situation.
Yeah.
The Tidal geek. How did mm-hmm. you get that?
These people are, I forgot what hold on, what's Jay-Z's alcohol bottle?
He's got alcohol.
Yeah, one he's got alcohol. Oh my gosh, please let me find it on Google. Even Ciroc, who knew that it was P. Diddy's? But we're drinking Ciroc.
Is it P. Diddy? I thought it was just marketing.
No.
Wow.
This is how these people
Jazz, we should do something, money. You know?
We need to go on the phone to Jay-Z right now. What's his alcohol? What is Jay-Z's alcohol called? He has a cognac. I never know how to
say cognac.
Cognac. How do you pronounce it?
Cognac.
Called Dursi. Dursi. Hold on, what's this called? Ace of Spades.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so he's got Ace of Spades. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. So he's invested in Ace of Spades, basically. Mm. You're telling me that this guy, what, like, no, like, seriously, what do people think he's going to say? Mm. Like, unless you're going there to beg, if you think...
You have to.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like, the only way a dinner with Jay-Z would make sense to me is if you think that he is a philanthropist who is, you know, going to be willing to listen to your sob story and be like, you know what? There's something about you, you know?
Yeah.
There's something about you that makes me want to help you.
Mm. Do you know what I'll do? We'll get on my knees, kiss his toe. I have no shame. If I was presented with the opportunity, I gotta take it. But I'll definitely take the money. Who? Jay-Z? You already said to me, go and meet Jeff Bezos. To do what?
Yeah. Like, I'm not being funny.
Half a mil.
Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world who has the power to solve world hunger. And people are still hungry. But you think that if you sit down with these people, they're going to be like, you know what?
I like you.
Yeah, I like you.
Yeah, I like you.
I know you're suffering right now, but I'm going to help you out.
I'm dead. I'm actually dead.
I'm going to lift you up. It's just not realistic. Like, come on.
But then I thought about, imagine your man's took the money. I mean, took dinner with Jay-Z instead of money. Came home. He's like, hello, sweetie. I'm home.
Oh, my God.
He's like, guess what happened today at work?
No.
So I was presented with this opportunity. I was presented with this opportunity.
You know why he's telling me this? You know, I've been packing my bags. I'll be like, putting my clothes in my suitcase.
I've been presented with this unique opportunity. Yeah.
Okay.
To meet, as you would say, sweetie, Beyonce's husband.
Oh, really?
But
getting my shoes in the bag, yeah?
But also, sweetie, to counteract it, they said, would you like half a million? Wow, this accent's mad. Half a million dollars.
I'm getting my pots out the cupboard now, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And I said, Jay-Z.
Really?
He was a lovely man.
How did it go?
It was nice. The dinner was good. We had crab's legs.
Did you get money?
Sweetie, I might need to use your car tomorrow evening when I go with the boys because I had to pay for that deal with Jay-Z. It's just not feasible. It's just, and the thing is, yeah, you have to thank your lucky stars that your man doesn't think that way. Because I really saw men being like, on their Dr. Umar being like, you know, they could really convince Jay-Z.
If I saw my man tweeting how he would take the dinner with Jay-Z instead of the money, I know that you are not a man that can run the household and you cannot be trusted.
Yes. In fact, that's a first date question.
It is. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct.
Would you take half a meal or dinner with Jay-Z or any other billionaire?
Because I think only someone with sense, only someone with sense will know that taking the half a meal is the sensible answer.
Even 50K.
Even 50K.
Because this conversation even dinner with Jay-Z used to start a long time ago. And I think it was originally 50K.
Yeah, it was.
And then people were like, oh, 50K, that's small. I said,
let me but it's larger than what you have now.
You know what I mean?
Someone's just saying like,
Jazz, you
50K
know,
or Jay-Z and your
access. Twitter's actually hell.
It is.
Hell on earth.
It is. My gosh. Yeah, like, I also think, like, it's very interesting that For whatever reason, Jay-Z has become like a sort of signifier of
wealth.
Yeah, not even just wealth, but like that people have, for whatever reason, they have this idea of him that he,
like a mentor
that he's a mentor in some respect.
If anything, it should be Lil Wayne you want to chat with. Because of Drake. Lil Wayne brought two of the greatest rap artists into the world. I don't know why you're laughing, mate. He literally did. He literally brought two of the greatest rap artists into the world at the same time.
He did. Lil Wayne did bits.
He did.
He doesn't get his props.
He did.
And people are talking about Jay-Z. Like, Jay-Z's done a lot for himself. But what about others?
You have to go and meet one of those millionaires that are literally giving.
Yeah.
Like, giving. Mm.
There are actually millionaires out there that want to be mentors. Giving. Like, that's who you need to be having these hypotheticals about.
But it's true that sometimes when
Jay-Z even wants to sit across from you.
No.
You know that Blue Ivy? That's what Jay-Z would be doing, holding his nose. Are you lot sick?
Get away from you, stinky poverty. No, but honestly, I think it's a real thing though. In life, sometimes we see people who are doing well than us and they might be on like 5 steps ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And we might say, how do I get there?
Yeah.
Rather than how do I get to the next step?
Yeah.
And it's sometimes what a lot of people do. Like I remember I used to know this journalist and she's like amazing, fantastic. And she said a lot of young journalists, I used to work with her, so I was lucky to kind of get kind of information from her. But she said a lot of young journalists would message her being like, can I learn your story? How'd you get to where you are? That's the question. How'd you get to where you are?
Yeah.
Sometimes you can just go on to, LinkedIn, look at her portfolio. You can find out how she did what she did. And also what happens is there's a lot of people, not even just journalists, but like influencers, a lot of people with that are in the public space have their journey, probably done an interview somewhere.
Yeah.
And these things are accessible, but people sometimes just message you, being like, how'd you get to where you are? And it can be
it's
a bit.
They think there's a cheat code.
Yeah. And then you tell people, and they're like, oh, okay. And then they don't work on it.
Mm.
They don't, and some people even give Facebook advice. Oh, take this step, do this, here's a contact. You go back to them. Like one time, like, years ago, I was mentoring someone. And like they're really begging me to mentor them. And I was like, I can't promise to mentor anyone because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing myself.
Yeah.
I can give you shitloads of advice. So I did. And then they came back to me going like, oh, blah, 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 right. And I said, okay, but did you do X, Y, Z? They said, no. I said, well, you want to be on a dinner with Jay-Z? Do you know what I mean? Like you need to think. Sometimes use your own Unagian initiative and stalk people. Stalk people well and be like, okay, so... she was an influencer. Okay, so she started off taking pictures in this location, started branching out. She only started wearing New Look. Okay, now she's got a New Look deal. Okay, makes sense. Do you know what I mean? Not just us influencer. How'd you get 50,000 followers? Look at her page. Okay, she posts every single day. She posts every 3 days. Note it down. Note it down and be like, okay. So she posts every 3 days. Okay. Google. Sometimes I see the questions some people ask influencers, like, you know when they do their stories?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, how'd you grow your following? Or and sometimes the influencer has a bum. Why the fuck are you asking how she grew up? She has a bum. You know, what's that lyric that Drake said? Oh, I'm obsessed with that guy, it's too much. In his new song, it says something like, you have some cakes and you love to show it. Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, but it's just like, guys, duh. Or they're posting, or I don't know, I'm using this influencer one as an example, or people who don't post and they say, why don't I grow? Well, please.
Yeah, it's not going to come from nowhere. Come on,
girl. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes take initiative by yourself and then see where it takes you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. And that reminds me, all of you CLB, Certified Lover Boy lot, I was watching your tweets. I was seeing like, these are the songs that you're feeling. All right, cool. Why did none of you mention fucking fans?
Because it's a tarty song.
But it's very, very sick.
Let me go back to it. I was too annoyed.
I'm like...
He's literally talking
why
about
am I be, why am I being misled here? Because dead. I was seeing a lot of champagne poetry. I was seeing a lot of race my mind.
I wanted you to race my mind.
Love it. But I didn't get the keys. Didn't see any effing fans.
Because it's because of what he was saying, isn't it? He's being a bit too tighty for me.
Yeah, but you know you love the tighty Drake. You know you like it a bit.
Because he's talking about Rihanna. Speaking of Rihanna, I know you didn't go to the Met Gala with a duvet. I know you didn't.
Her and her mans did.
At least you took it off.
You know what tweets were giving me when the people were saying, yes, ASAP, take it off and give us nothing.
Fuck. Do you know what annoyed me? I stayed up to watch her.
No way.
Yeah, I was like 2:30.
But you know what? Yeah, I understand because you know that Swarovski dress that she wore?
Yeah.
How on earth can you wear that and then a few years later wear the
duvet?
There's no way you would have expected that. You had no way of knowing, so I don't blame you.
I had no bloody way. of all people. Do you know who I thought maybe could have wore that? Billie Eilish. Also, I need to make another apology. Billie Eilish didn't say that rich people is fun. That was actually from an article from The Onion. So apologies. For that.
Oh.
The Onion is a
satirical
publication. Shout out to our listeners for pointing it out. Please point out when we say things or I say things incorrectly, lads, because...
No, me as well, because it's every bloody week at this point.
But yeah, who else could I have seen wear that duvet? Anybody but Rihanna. Mm. And I thought, okay, maybe she's going to take it off and do grand opening. But then I saw she did it after the party. I knew she was going to do that. I knew she wasn't going to take it off for us, but she's going to take it off for her celebrity friends.
Mm.
Stupid. Don't you? Because when you think about it, yeah, we all sit down to watch you enter and go. Mm. You came and entered, you wearing duvet.
I think she's rebelling. I think.
Don't come anymore. Tell us you're not coming. Yeah. Because when Zendaya said, I'm not coming, I said, okay, ma, thank you for giving me the heads up.
Yeah. But I think Rihanna's basically saying, like, you lot see me put in absolute hours in to Fenty Beauty, Fenty Skin.
So?
Fenty Savage.
So?
Savage Fenty, sorry. And you lot have the nerve to be asking about music.
What the bloody fuck has Met Gala got to do with the music?
This is why she's rebelling. She's saying, it's not about what you want right now and I'm going to show you. I think...
If she can carry on... Do you know what, yeah? I hope you're hearing this, Rihanna. Carry on the way you're going. Because I'm not staying up next year. I'm not staying up. Because now I've passed the baton onto my good sister, Zendaya. Because she's the only person I can trust right now.
Mm.
As for the rest of you lot, I can't trust anybody anymore. Although the Barbara, I think her name is Barbara, or Barbie from Euphoria looked amazing.
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't remember her real name.
You know, like 90s, 50s dance girls. She, like, you know, when they have the eyebrows. Mm. She looks really good. I loved her dress. Well, it was people that look nice, but you know, you just wait to be wowed.
Do you know what's mad about the Met Gala is that I have, and I still have no idea what exactly is it. Like, what happens? Where they walk into?
Rich
what's
people
happening?
Shit.
Yeah, what's happening inside? What's the entertainment like? Like, who's performing? Mm. How many people are actually going?
but that's what I mean, Jazz. For you walk in and that walk in, walk out. That's for us. That's all we see. Yeah. That's so sad.
But then I was seeing that the tickets, I didn't even know these people had to buy tickets. I thought it was, you know, they were invited.
Mm.
I see the tickets are like 30 grand each. Mm. $30.
Yeah.
$30,000, sorry.
$30, not $30. I'm making my way.
Yeah, exactly.
Black girls making on the way carpet.
Yeah. $30,000.
Mm.
And then I'm seeing what Kiki...
Hama.
Yeah. Kiki Palmer's posting her as her food.
Oh, Jasmine, please.
And I'm like, that looks...
It better taste nice.
It didn't even... It wasn't giving. It wasn't giving...
It wasn't giving Met Gala.
Yeah, yeah, it was not giving 30,000 for a ticket money. Mm, it was not.
Mm.
So I'm like, what is going on in this place?
It's rich people shit, isn't it? Rich people shit. It's elitism. Because when you're there, you're like, we're literally the richest people. Well, not people, but we're literally the richest entertainers in the world.
Mm.
So it's that, it's probably that feeling.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lewis Hamilton. He bought a table and brought black designers from, I think, from the UK. Love that. And he was with Cara, isn't
it? Delevingne.
And she had Peg
the patriarchy or something.
What kind of rubbish? Anyways, then she went to go and say, when Lewis was talking, she went to go and butt in. I said, take you and your stupid shirt away. Because if you're going to come with a shirt like that, be about it. Be about it. And be, do you know what I mean?
The thing is, yeah.
Don't butt in when...
The thing is, you can't be wearing those kind of things. The same with that politician. You can't be wearing those kind of things, saying tax the rich or whatever, at these kind of events. You are literally endorsing it. You are buying... You are doing all of this. But you're not doing no action. What are you do? What does your words on your dress mean for me? What does it do?
It means for everybody at home to be like, yes, queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's eating them up. Eat the rich bitch.
But that's it. But
she's there enjoying with them.
But there are still women having to leave their jobs so that they can look after the children because their job is, the childcare is too much.
Wow.
There's still fathers out there who can't get enough paternity leave.
Mm.
What is your message saying? What is it doing?
It was the Cara one that really annoyed me because I said, I saw the thing. I said, okay, cool. Then she came with her, when, I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the interview?
Yeah, I did.
She butted it in and she didn't have anything. She was like, yeah, very groundbreaking or something. I said, no, you shouldn't have never have done that in your life because now it contradicts this stupid shit.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm just, I think, celebrity culture. I don't know if it's because of social media where they're so accessible, I guess. I think it's we see too much of them now to the point where we're actually deep in, they're actually human beings.
And weirdos. A lot of them are weirdos. Yes,
and a lot of them are actually dumb.
Very dumb.
So it's I feel
Shout out to Beyonce. Make a very good decision.
She actually, her publicist who said, they're only going to know what you want them to know.
Mm.
Absolutely correct.
Because I think a lot of celebrities think, if I talk about stuff and really talk about stuff and tweet all the time, I can be more relatable. Actually, it's making me hate you. Get off this app. This is for me and my friends. Don't try and relate with us. We're not the same kind of people.
Yeah.
We're not the same kettle of fish.
Mm-hmm.
But no, so just stop. Tweet your pics and go.
It's actually true. All we need, what Beyonce does, every now and then, every month or so, maybe 2 months, she'll post a carousel on Instagram and she's gone.
And she's
gone again.
Yeah. Some of you, yappa, yappa. What's that?
Yeah. Yappa, yappa, yappa. Like a what? Like a rat.
Do you know what? I was listening to Styles in the... Styles and the Diet? Wait.
Yeah, Styles in the City.
That's it, podcast. Yeah. And why did I think it was Styles? No, that was...
There's something about Diaries, isn't it?
No, it's her Styles Diaries.
Yeah.
Wait, am I confusing it? Let me get it correctly so you lot know what we're talking about. Anyways, they always say on their podcast, that TikTok.
Style and City Diaries.
Sorry, there we go. They always say, Shanice, your mouth is moving like a rat. Shut it, please. That Michael Duffy meme. Oh my God. That meme is so funny because it was before he got his teeth done. So I think it even makes it funnier. Sorry to Michael, but...
Yeah. No, it's
anyways,
iconic.
Anyways. Yeah, it's... But then I did hear that the Eat the Rich dress...
Yeah.
...is actually a rental by a sustainable company, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm like, I don't know. If it was Misha, I would have worn a baddest dress. That's how they'll know me as the sexiest politician. Maybe I got the wrong idea about this one.
Yeah, you know what? It's not even that, but it's just sometimes I don't think people see that irony in what they're saying.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. She could very well be saying, I want to be part of the rich that is taxed. You know, the same with Jeremy Corbyn and shit. But the thing that I'm quite confident with is that Jeremy Corbyn is not going to be going to an event where you have to pay 30k for entry. Just for
to wear one slogan.
Yeah.
Have you seen Clickbait on Netflix?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
I thought it was, at first I was like, what's going on here? Everyone's a criminal. But I really, really enjoyed it, actually. Yeah,
I knew
was,
you would.
It was a bit of me. Yeah, it was definitely a bit of me. What I didn't expect is that it would be the grandparents.
Spoiler.
Sorry.
No one know who the grandparents are.
The oldies. Mm-hmm. I was like, look at you just ruining people's lives.
Spoiler. So that's why you don't tell people I work your business.
No, but what he did was mad.
That's why you don't tell people what I work your business.
What he did was mad.
Even if you think it's harmless, don't tell people your business. Listen, don't tell them you have children. Don't tell them what car you ride.
He synced his phone to her computer or whatever he did.
To be fair, he wanted to die. The way he wanted to die.
And I'm like, do you know what? Yeah. Do you know what annoys me?
What annoys you the most? Go on.
Do you know what kills me about these people? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, someone, yeah, has literally, like, you've just been kidnapped. Like, let's deep it. You were about to be killed.
Yeah.
And instead of immediately going to the police. this is the part where I'm like.
Yeah.
Why do you not want to die?
Yeah.
You decided, I'm going to confront this. Before I've even told people that I'm here, I'm alive. Don't worry. Before you even speak to your children. You decide, I'm going to go and confront this woman right here, right now.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
I'm not going to, you know, just call the police and let her get arrested.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm going to go and let her know that I know.
It's Why? A true and wonderful mess up.
Why?
Jasmine, when I tell you, when I saw that that's where he went, I said, what the fuck is wrong with you? Do you know what I would have done?
He couldn't even walk straight, Vic.
If I was really about this murdering life, which I'm not, but if I was in his shoes, I was like, I want revenge.
Yeah.
I will go to my wife.
Yeah.
And I will say, I know some goons that can do the thing. We don't have to worry anymore. Welcome to my family. Welcome, family. Kiss, kiss. Oh, grandma, your hair. Other grandma, your hair. Sister. Oh, hello, family. I've missed you. Oh, I'm in depression. It's okay. We can go locate somewhere. Maybe Nigeria. It's fine. We can locate. But I know some goons.
Yeah.
Instead, he wants to go and face them head on. I don't know if he thought he was going to beat the old woman up. He doesn't seem that kind of a guy.
He didn't. And do you know what's even worse? Is that he's clearly been revealing all this stuff to her. Stuff to him. He didn't even know that she had a husband. He didn't even know she had a husband that would attack him when
he didn't know he had a husband.
He can't have. That's the way he was moving in that household. You must have thought it was just her in the house.
That's why you don't tell your colleagues your business. But as Jess said, that guy was free. He just had his phone. He said, yeah, sync my phone.
Yeah.
Sync my phone to your computer. Was it your computer or the computer?
Yeah. Sync it to the computer. Yeah, I'll leave you to do it. All his personal pictures. I was thinking, what if the dick pic comes up? All of the personal pictures going on, just free. Free.
Anyways. You see your life?
Yeah. It was a very disturbing chain of events.
The thing is, a lot of people felt the same way we felt.
Yeah.
And a lot of people be like, well, if he did that, then it would it wouldn't end, you know, as kind of great or wouldn't be such. But sorry, do you know what? This really annoys me though. When I watch things and I see something like that and I'm like, why did you go there?
Yeah.
Because it makes no logical sense.
Yeah, it disturbs.
You would have been alive today.
It disturbs my spirit because I was genuinely upset. Like when I saw him get killed, I cried. Even though I knew he was dead already. I was just sad. I was just like, you were actually free.
Yeah, they actually let you go.
They actually let you, you actually could have just gone home to your wife and kids.
So that man must have been so confused when he, you know, the people that freed him.
Yeah.
Must have been so confused, like, when he killed him. Dead. He's probably like, maybe I did it.
Yeah. But I liked the way they told the story because they told it from different perspectives. Like, it was brilliant. To me, it was brilliant script writing and storytelling because it's like they told the story from different perspectives, but it was still chronological. It was a bit weird. Like, you could still follow, the timeline, if you know what I mean, even in the way that they wrote it. And, I just was not expecting. It's like, I thought, like, we had cracked it. You know when they said it was the best friend? I was like, yep.
Yeah, that's it. I definitely thought it was the best friend.
I definitely thought it was the best friend at that point. I was like, yeah, this makes sense. I didn't expect
I didn't respect that woman at all.
Yeah, not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all. And it just goes to show you like how dangerous social media
and
is.
And also dangerous anybody could be.
Yeah, yeah. Like anyone,
you,
yeah.
You expect
the unexpected
from anybody.
Mm.
Even the nice people that smile in your face.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
And also like, just don't underestimate the lengths people will go to.
Especially because, old people.
Yeah, there's no way that he, obviously he didn't think he was going to get killed if he went there. But also like, some people are willing to do a mad thing just to avoid the consequences of their actions.
Mm-hmm.
Like they really said, would rather kill this man than just say, you know what, we catfish someone.
And it wasn't even that deep.
It wasn't that deep. Like, yes, it was sad. Like, I don't think they knew. They didn't know that that girl had died at that point. So from their perspective, all they had done was catfished.
Mm.
But it's like, instead of just
admitting it.
Admitting it and firming the consequences, you decided, actually, I'm now going to condemn myself to hell.
Because what is identity fraud? How much time can you do for that?
I don't even, honestly, I don't even think it would have been that bad because it's not like they were accessing his bank accounts and doing all, true. Like, it was just social media kind of stuff. So it's like, I don't even think they would have got that much of a slap on the wrist.
Hmm.
But they really decided.
That old man took it upon himself.
Yeah.
Anyways, shame. Mm. Who sent you? You were doing Rari or die, now you're dead. Anyways. Oh yeah, I used a real leg press at the gym.
Oh yeah. Vic got doms.
Oh yeah. Oh,
and guys. Deji from Pastor Meerkat said that getting doms is childish.
Sir, it's not childish. What I went through was hell.
Hold on, let me try and what are doms? Let me try and delayed onset muscle soreness.
That's it. So guys, if you know, there's two sorts of leg press in the gym. There's the fake one and there's the real one. So the fake one's where you
Just so you're aware, it's Vic that is calling them the real one, the real versus the fake.
The fake one is where you get the stick and you put it to any weight. Mm. And that's okay.
Mm.
I've been doing that every single time I go to gym.
Yeah.
But then I wanted to go into the real department in the gym where the weights are and the lifting, where the men are.
Where the men congregate.
Oh man, they really make it hard for you to go there.
They do.
It was a bit quiet, so I thought, let me go. And I even had to ask a man to help me because I didn't have to use my stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. But he was really nice, luckily. Mm. So I used the real leg press.
Mm.
With the real leg press, you have to put weight on the actual thing.
Mm.
And then you're literally, your head is on the floor.
Wow.
And your leg, you're pushing your leg to the sky.
Wow.
So that's the real leg press. And that's when I saw that's where I got doms.
My gosh.
So all the weight I was doing before was fake. This is real.
It wasn't fake, Vic.
This is real.
You're just working a different muscle. That's it.
No, it's the same muscle.
But you know, like, I don't know how to explain it, but there was a time, this is when I was really rich and I used to go to Gymbox and
you're rich! Gymbox!
I don't even know, like,
£80.
Even I got a corporate discount. With the corporate discount, it was like £60.
No, Jazz, you're rich. I'm so sorry.
I don't even deny. At that time, I was rich because you know what I used to do? This was my life at this time. I would go to work. In my lunch break, I would go to Gymbox, do my class. After the class, I would then go to Leon and buy my vegan meals. I was really living life like it's gold. And I really was. I was. Time has changed.
Oh, God.
Tough times are lasting.
They won't last in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. But yeah, basically, I thought, I went to this class.
I'm such a scavenger. I'm even looking at ways to make my bill cheaper. Sorry, carry on.
So I'm doing this class and it's like a full body class.
Mm.
And I don't know what this woman was having us doing, but it's like she was having us crawl. Like, not even crawl, but we were crouching. But walking, but holding weights.
Nah.
And when I tell you, yeah, for the next week, I couldn't even walk down the steps at the gym.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, Mum, like, I genuinely think I need to go to A&E.
Oh my God.
Because I cannot walk. Mm. And my mum said, it's just because, like, there's muscle, like, obviously all our muscle groups are different.
Mm.
So there's muscles that we're used to moving all the time.
Yeah.
So obviously, when we're carrying shopping or whatever, like, that's like normal standard muscles. But when we're doing certain movements, different muscles are having to engage and
wake
work.
Wake up, literally,
they're waking up. And that's why you get that unbelievable pain, because it's like your muscles are like, we haven't even been used yet.
Mad.
So, yeah, I think, obviously, yeah, it is the same muscles, but I feel like it's just like you're having to work. Obviously, the angle is a bit different as well.
Angle.
Yeah, because so the angle is making you use different muscles.
Because I used the cable machine as well for the first time. Well, not first time. First time, I used to use it in my old gym, but now I use it at Pure Gym because I feel a bit more comfortable. And I was doing what the girls do on Insta, and I was like, wow, this is icking me. Also, I don't think so. I go to gym mainly for mental health. And when people used to say that, I was like, just don't lie, you're on a bomb. But no, now it's really helping me. Like, it's helping me better. I just feel so much better. But it's the cardio for me. It's the cardio that makes me feel so happy. But I'm like, I don't want to get too skinny. But then, when I, after I do the cardio and I do all the weight stuff, it's just like,
what do you do first? Do you do weights or cardio first?
I do cardio first. I know people are going to say it's wrong. I don't give a shit.
No. Not even like that. But I used to think it was cardio, then weights first.
So when I was doing research, apparently you should do weights first because it maintains it. It maintains your muscles. Really? Like, yeah, I heard this. Okay. And then do cardio after because you want to use all your energy to push.
That's what me, because me and my friend, we basically buddy up and go gym now. So that's why I've been able to be a bit more consistent because I really struggle with going to the gym by myself. And we started off doing cardio then weights. But what we realized is that we were doing cardio, but then when we were doing the weights, we're shaking.
Oh, wow.
Like, because we're so like,
you've used all your
energy. Yeah, we've used all our energy. So I did. Swapped it and we found it a lot better.
Really? So I swapped it and I couldn't do cardio.
Really?
I went upstairs and I said, yeah, I'm going home. I couldn't. I was like, yeah, this is just pants.
What cardio do you do, by the way?
Stairmaster and then elliptical.
You know what, you've been talking about the Stairmaster for a long time. But what I have to say to you today is that I really respect and commend you.
Why?
Because the Stairmaster ain't no joke.
I know. You said like you've been through some things.
I've been through some things on that machine. That machine
feels so good.
It's the worst thing I've ever done in my life. Like, literally, when we finish doing weights and we're like, should we go upstairs and see if the Stairmaster's free? When it's being used, do you know how happy we are?
You're mad. Do you know how gutted I am when it's used? Oh, get off. One girl was on it for 60 minutes.
Huh?
And counting.
For what?
60 minutes.
As in an hour?
And
how?
Counting. I looked at the scoreboard. I used one eye. I was like, rah.
She must have burnt well over like 2,000 calories. Well over.
She was sweating buckets. I was like, go on, sis.
No.
Yeah, it was so good.
How?
I don't know. And she wasn't even watching TV or nothing. Because this is how I use a Stairmaster. I have to watch YouTube.
Okay.
I watch Aaliyah's face. Okay. Because if you don't, like, usually sometimes I can listen to podcasts at gym. Like, I can listen to a podcast on a running machine or elliptical. But when I can't do it on a Stairmaster because I feel like time goes slowly on that.
It does. Every step is painful. And it has you questioning every time you, I don't know, you ate a burger or something. Like it just makes me feel so unfit. Like that machine.
Don't let it. It's a hard machine.
It is the biggest challenge in the gym. No one can tell me anything else. It is hard. And how long do you do for?
Like 15 minutes.
Ah.
No, just I need to even be doing more. My aim is to increase it every single time I go.
My gosh, that machine.
But I really love the elliptical.
Yeah, I like the elliptical as well. The elliptical, I feel like it's like you can push yourself as much as
I need to get back into the running machine, but I just feel like running right now, it's just hurting my boobs and I can't be arsed. Also, what I've learned to do, two things I've learned. One, there's no such thing as motivation to go gym. Or motivation in general, really. And that's why I didn't use the gym as consistently. Because I was like, motivation doesn't exist. I'd be like, oh, I'm not motivated to go to the gym, so I'm not going. What kind of a fucking excuse is that? But when I get there, I'm like, oh, I like being here.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's just a thing like, oh, same as
a mental thing.
Yeah, just go there and then you feel it. And then the second thing is, What was the second thing? Oh, no. Oh, the second thing is, I'm only going to do what I like.
Yeah.
You know those things where, you know, in the gym, yeah?
Mm.
And it's like you're pushing this metal bar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like to push it across the floor. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Because I'm not. And I'm not doing any classes, not doing spin. I'm not doing anything I don't like.
Do pure gym do spin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not doing anything I don't like.
I wonder if I should change gym. I'm at the gym right now, but they don't do like
spin. Isn't that the same classes as pure gym?
No.
Oh.
No. It's like the same kind of category of gym, but it's not.
Is it cheaper?
I don't know. I don't know. But there's a pure gym right around the corner from me.
Mm.
Yeah, I might look into it. I'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard. Yeah. It's so.
But just do what you like. Like if you like swimming, if you like walking, just do what you like. Like,
yeah.
And I think that's why I go by myself because I can't have anyone laugh. I can't have anyone be like, oh, push it to the next limit. Shut the fuck up! I don't want to push. I want to take it at this pace. You know.
Yeah.
But I really think I found how I want to do it, and
that's good. Yeah,
it's okay.
I think what it's like now, I'm like consistent in gym. I'm definitely noticing some differences, but my alcohol consumption this month has been a lot higher than
really
usual. Yeah, a lot higher. I don't mean in September. I just mean in the last like literally 30 days. It's been like mad. So
I don't think you drink that much.
when I've been going out, like I have been, I've definitely been drinking more than I should have. And I've noticed it in my belly. Like I was alcohol, like, oh my gosh. I'm getting the bare belly. So I need to relax and chill. Which I will do.
But you still can enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. It was just like I was starting to be like, whoa, why is my belly like this? And then I realized.
But it might be what we said before. You might have an intolerance.
Yeah.
It might not even be the bear.
The thing is, I don't eat rice too much. Mm. Pasta is probably what I eat the most. Mm. Like out of all those kind of things, pasta is probably what I eat the most. But I just thought like, yeah, I don't think that alcohol is helping.
Mm.
It's not the end of the world. Like, obviously, I'm going to do me anyway. Mm. But it's just, I was thinking, like, there's a reason why my belly is, like, so bloated. And I think it's because I'm drinking. Like, I'm drinking.
But has it helped when you drink? When you're drinking? What are you singing?
Yeah.
But has it helped when you drink less, though?
So, what is it? So when we went to the Bloggersphere Awards, like that's probably like the flattest my stomach has been in a while. And that's because the last time I had drunk before that was it my birthday?
I think it was a couple like Trevor in a while.
Yes, that's correct. Mm. So but before that it was my birthday.
Mm.
So it's like having that time in between. It definitely, I saw it go down. I'm even starting to get like definition.
Go on, girl.
I know. I'm like, I just need to like do more cardio and I think I'll be in a place where I'm happy. Do more cardio and then the bum, it's not going to grow, but I can lift it. I just feel like, you know, when they say genetics, I feel like I'm one of them people. I just feel like genetically, there's only so far I can go. And that's fine. I've accepted it. Or I am in the process of accepting it.
I'm going to get some injections. I'm joking. Well, sometimes I do. Like, I look in the mirror and I'm like, small injection. Is it going to hurt anyone? Maybe me. But
yeah, I get what you mean. Every now and then, of course, like, I definitely get those thoughts. Like, I'm like, you know, I might just fuck around and get a BBL. Why not? Please. But I know. But it's like, it's,
don't die for yeah.
It's every now and then, isn't it? It's like I get those moments of madness where I'm like, you know what? It's like, yeah, no. I can just do it. And then there's times where I'm like, actually, I don't. I'm not on it.
Do you know? I think we said it. We need to get Gina from Meet Yourself to Seven on this podcast to ask her point blank.
Yeah, it's true.
Can you grow a bum in the gym?
Mm.
Is it fake news or is it real?
Yeah,
because maybe it might be a thing where you need if you did what the girls say you do, like strictly.
Yeah.
That maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
But what some of these people are doing, this life, it's like, are you really living life?
Mm.
Like you watch like a day in the life, what they eat, and you're thinking, Where's the food?
Yeah, this is not. It's not sustainable.
Are you happy?
Yeah, it's not sustainable.
Okay, so I saw this tweet by MX World, and she said, "For years, I've been telling people stop using filters. They ruin your best photos, and they're not healthy for your self perception."
Mm. Sorry, I need to burp.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. Your face always looked better without them, and you're going to age, and they're going to age you awfully. I hate them so much, and it's so true because I feel like, and also you don't want to look back on your pictures that you cherish, and
be like, this is not even me.
Yeah, like, was this me or did I use a filter?
Mm.
So I want to encourage everybody listening to, like, if you find yourself going onto Instagram and you're always using filters, yes, it can be fun, but just kind of check yourself, because I don't want everyone to be in this thing where you're like, I don't know what I look like. Like, I strictly don't use filters for that particular reason, because I know it's just going to add something that I don't need into my life. And I feel like filters are so bad. Like, I remember using one, and it smoothed. I remember I was having a good skin day, and you've now smoothed more. So what the fuck?
For me, it's not even that. Like, I think, like, the dog stuff, the flower stuff, I'm like,
oh yeah, cool,
fine,
yeah, sure.
But it's the ones that scare me the most are the ones that do the subtle little changes. Like, I'm like, hold on, like, you've put filler on my lips, or like, you've slimmed down my nose, like. And it's like, you catch it slightly, or it's like, you've made my eyes a little bit bigger. Like, those are the ones that are scary, because it's like, it's very, very subtle. Mm. And it's like, you think like, rah, like, this is... Like,
but it's not you.
It's not. Mm. So it's like, yeah, every now and then, like, it's like, I'll use Snapchat and I'll go through the filter and I'm like, this is not...
Mm.
No. Like, it just doesn't...
Yeah.
It doesn't make me feel good, basically, when I see these filters and it's not me.
Yeah. And it's really hard. Like, I can appreciate it's really hard, because the other day, after I saw that tweet, I was on Instagram and I was like, what? Literally everyone uses a filter.
Mm.
Like, and it's good now because, you know, it tells you.
Yeah.
So that's good. At least you know.
Mm.
But I was like, right, like, everybody uses a filter.
Mm.
Like, I remember this girl was using it. She was like a family dude, and everybody, she was like, oh, like, passing the phone around, like, oh, hey, I'm with, and I was like, they have a filter on their face.
Mm.
Why?
Yeah.
It's getting really, and then when I screamed, someone used it on their kid.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not normal. It's not normal at all.
Even a bit, no, this is what I said.
Not a baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, not and the baby. And you know
what? It made the baby look scary. I never clicked off a story. If I find it.
I'm finished.
It was not nice.
You say the baby made you click off.
Actually, no. I hope that didn't click. You might know who I'm talking about. Oh. I watched Sex Education.
Oh, I haven't watched
the new drop. It's good.
Yeah. It's
really, really good.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
Oh, man. Okay, this one is not as bad. But she always used filters on her kids. Like, make that...
No, why? No, that's not nice. No.
Giving issues to babies.
Yeah, we need to let the filters go.
Even... I'm saying too much. But even... Basically, guys, sorry, I obviously can't bear it out, but this person was using an eye colour filter on a baby.
Yeah. And the thing is, the eye colour ones as well, they never look good. Like, I've never seen it look good. Never.
Mm.
So it's like, why? I don't like... I'm over filters as well.
Mm. So. Also, I really recognize that a lot of people are dealing with body issues because of social media. Like, a lot of people I follow are talking about it. And I think it's because one body type is seen as it. And it's like the sweetie body type. Not to call sweetie, you know, we like you, hearses. But it's like, if you don't have the sweetie, then you're an auntie.
Mm.
And you're not beautiful. And that's so unfair, and it's not true.
Yeah.
But also, I saw another tweet that was like, "Body." Everyone's talking about body dysmorphia, but some people aren't even diagnosed. They're just throwing that word around.
Yeah.
Which I think is true. I think maybe we should say body issues.
Yeah.
But I do think there's something about body issues and social media in this day and age. Don't you think? Like, I feel like, obviously body dysmorphia is something different. It's really extreme. Like, some people can't even deal on a day-to-day basis. But, like, I feel like there's something about body issues and social media that's so extreme, but it's also very important. Like I don't even want to downplay how much it affects us that we see a certain type of body type while we scroll every single day. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's something in there. I don't even know how to elaborate. 100%.
I think it's going to take like a good few years. I mean, I'm sure the studies and everything is happening as we speak, but it's going to take a few years to really know the true impact of social media, because it's not normal. Like, yes, Instagram has changed a lot. Like, yeah, we had MySpace, we had Facebook. So I'm not just going to, you know, lump it all as social media. But I think Instagram is the problem. Yeah. I'm sorry to, like, name one particular company.
Who's the owner?
I don't even know.
Sorry.
Is it Matt? Sorry, no, you know, I don't know. Sorry. But I feel like Instagram, and obviously when they started Instagram, this is not what they expected it to be. So I'm not going to say it's not their fault, but that concept of taking the perfect picture and, you know, the whole, I guess, likes.
It's true. I'm sucked in, like, I wasn't going to post a particular picture because I couldn't even fit it into Instagram.
Yeah.
So luckily, shout out to Demi. She actually won Influencer of the Year at the bloggers. No, Influencer of the Year?
Beauty Influencer
of the Year. But she managed to crop it into the appropriate size. But I wasn't going to post that. I put it in InShot and it was giving WhatsApp mama. Let me show you. No.
How is that giving WhatsApp?
It's giving WhatsApp. It's giving WhatsApp.
Vic, you are part of the problem.
Oh, that I just said.
I cannot.
So I was like, I don't want to post that on my feed because it's giving WhatsApp. Basically, guys, it was like, you know, back in the day when we used to get like a picture and we'd put it into a rectangle and then the other side would be white. I hope this is making sense to you guys. So the picture would be like that, but the picture was matching the background. So the background was purple. The background was purple as well, the blocks. And I was like, this is giving WhatsApp. And it's just giving auntie. And I was like, I can't post it on my feet. But then I remember I said to Lola, this influencer, I was like, I need to stop this perfection thing. Also, who the fuck am I? Am I Beyonce? Why does it need to be perfect?
It's not even about that, Vic. It's just, this is literally the road we've been led down. Do you get what I mean? Like, it has become a thing where, you know, like, we're analysing, scrutinizing pictures.
God, yeah. I zoom. I was looking at my armpits.
Yeah, before we post. And it's like, why? Like, it shouldn't be like that, but it is. So yeah, I do think Instagram is the issue. And that's not to say that it gets to a point where obviously that's not what they started Instagram for, but when they see the money rolling in, they don't really mind. Yeah, they're gonna be like, all right, do you. But it's gonna create a whole generation of people that are not comfortable in their skin.
Well, the owner is Kevin.
Sorry to say.
Okay, so let's wrap it up with Black Excellence.
My Black Excellence is actually my cousin who has just launched a business this week called The House of Pre-Loved. It's basically like pre-loved luxury. So, you know, like, you know, if you want the Balenci's, you can, you know, go and get them second. It's like Depop, but without the nonsense.
You can say without the pop.
Yeah, basically without the pop, without the nonsense. And yeah, so she has a pop-up shop in Brick Lane, launched on the 16th, and she'll be there until the 26th of September. And if you want to search on Instagram, it is the house of pre underscore loved. So if you guys don't mind checking it out.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I want to shout out to the winners of the Blogosphere Awards podcast, Mixed Up Pod. So they won. Just want to shout them out because they're amazing. Mm-hmm. Again, thank you guys so much for voting for us. We really do appreciate it. Yeah, that's it for this episode of Black Girls Living.
All right. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. Yes. My account is jazz_BW on Twitter and Instagram.
You can find me on Vic Sunisi on Instagram, Victoria Sunisi on Twitter. And check us out on TikTok and all the other socials. You guys are loving our latest Instagram post, boy.
Yeah, sorry we've been starving you of content.
900 likes.
It's been, yeah, we've been starving them. Wow, y'all guys. Niggas are starving. What?
900 likes. That is insane.
Yeah, we need to do better. We do. We know this. Hard, guys. It's hard. It's very hard. It's hard.
But, you know, no more excuses.
Yeah, it's coming. We got you. We got you.
No excuses. All right, then, lads. Have a blessed week. I'm happy with the studio. Makes
Sorry. Yeah, so much easier. Yeah. All righty. Bye.
Have a lovely week. Bye-bye.